Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Introduce a little anarchy.
Good evening, this is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio, and we're going to have a great evening tonight. Tonight we are talking about love, we're getting in love, we're going to talk about making love, and what we can do to mix up that love and get it all together and right. All right, y'all, I'm going to be back in 30 minutes, you know how I do. I'm going to go ahead and start it off with Back to My Love with Jasmine Mix.
Yeah, to all my sexy ladies,
You already know what it is. Maybe freakology. Let me show you how I do.
As I imbibe through and drive, singing chit-chit-chipping wet, baby, make my dick sweat, trying to make that pussy get wet. This is freakology. Let me freak that body in.
Trying to do the things that a man should do. Spending quality time, going to the movies, holding hands in the park, to win, to dark. Holding you around town, with the rag top down, down. The wind is in your hair, all the ladies stop and stare. Wishing they were you, telling me what to do. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
My heart, my soul, and my mind. was it real? I'm tired of this mess. All I do is stress about where you were and who you done and who you with. Girl, I'm so confused as I'm in love with you. There's nothing I wouldn't do. Look at here, now look what's going on. Can't you see that it's wrong? We don't even make love anymore. I'm out the door, can't take no more. Not like that no more, like that no more. Girl, you lied and said you were in it to win it. Then you started tripping.
Ain't nobody better than you. 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 Ain't Got me proud to walk in the room with you when you strut your stuff. Girl, you tough, better than all these women that think they something.
They ain't got nothing on you,
I'm on my Bruno Mars, and I think I'm gonna call you Venus. My goddess of love now, eternity can come between us. I'm stuck on you, spellbound, and I know you the one for me, cause
girl, I'm so open up for you.
welcome back. Welcome back to the show. All right, y'all. I have the video up. You can see me live on the air. This is me. All right. They said they can't hear me. What you do is probably go to the live. Let me just check here. Look up top and then click to listen live, and you should be able to listen to me streaming as you're looking. That should work. If not, just hit me up again. All right, y'all. I have the video open. Go ahead, lawlessradio.com. Go to the video, the listen and chat, and then you can chat with me live. I am going to remove myself from the chat in the Facebook group. So if you want to chat with me, you chat with me right here, and then you can see me live. All right? All right, y'all. I'm going to go back to that music. You know, I'm going to be back in about 10 more minutes, so y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. You know how I do. Got to get the music in. It's Lawless, baby. You Don't Have to Cry by L. Renee.
From a chooser, okay. But I chose you, so you owe me. At least send a girl something on the low key. And by the end of the night, if you chose me, maybe I can go and slip you out your hosiery. I'm something like a boss, no cliche. No, so put my number in your phone as a keepsake. And every weekday, dream of the weekend. I'ma put you to bed and you can sleep in.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal on Lawless Radio. And guess what? I am live on the air in the video chat. Y'all can see me right now. Hello out there. All right. Go ahead, log in that chat room. It's lawlessradio.com. And what you'll do is you click to chat, and then you know what? You can see me right here, live and in person. All right, y'all, tell me, it's about love. We're talking about love tonight, feeling good, got to make it right. You know, Valentine's is coming up, and everybody's feeling all happy, and they're doing what they need to do. So tell me, how do you feel about being in love? Is somebody loving you? Are you loving on somebody? Are you trying to love on somebody? me up, 646-478-5209. I'm actually going to have a poet here on the air tonight. Her name is Tanya. And you know what? We're just going to have a good, relaxing evening and see what we do. Hold tight, we got a caller on the air. This is Catrice. Who's this? Oh, is that a Big Dale Mighty? Is that you, man? Uh-oh, he ain't there. All right, y'all, if you're going to hit the one button, make sure you hit the one button and make sure you're ready to talk. If you're not ready to talk, you know what? I'm just going to have to just put you back on mute. So let me know when you're ready. Hit that one button to come up off and hit it again so I know when you're ready, all right? All right, y'all. So tonight, love. How special and how deep is that love? You know, a lot of people are in love right now, and they're, you know, they're doing some crazy, crazy things to stay in love. So I want to know, what are the things that you do to keep your life going, to keep that love life going and spice? All right, so I ain't talking about no nonsense tonight. I ain't talking about no craziness tonight. So you know what? If it's all about just fucking bitches, I don't want to hear that shit. All right. I want to hear about something about getting it on, people doing some hot, sweaty, sweaty love. So hit me up, 646-478-5209. I think I need to put my glasses on. I can't see. Can I see? All right, we're going to do it a little bit. We're going to run one more hit, y'all, and I'm going to be right back. All right, this is Run Away With You by Dominic Beyonce. All right, y'all. I am back. Today is January 19th, 2012. And you're listening to The Raw Deal. I am kicking off my love series every week until right after Valentine's Day. We are just going to talk about love and intimacy and getting it together. So you know what I want to talk about tonight? I really want to kind of have a conversation on what are the things that you do to kind of get yourself in the mood? You know, what are the steps that you need to say, you know what? You know, I'm going to make love to myself tonight, even if my girl, well, I can't say dude can't make love to himself because that's kind of crazy. So what about for women? What can you do to kind of get yourself together to do what you can? Because a lot of people think that masturbation is like out there. That's like the wrong thing to do. And, you know, it's you shouldn't have to masturbate. There's a whole lot of men out there to do it or whatever, which way you go. But my thing is that sometimes there's always not that other person. So you want to just have the opportunity to say, you know what, I need to kind of get it on with myself. And I need to make myself feel good. So what are the things that you do to make yourself feel good? You know, I'm not talking about, you know what, you're going to make the decision and say, you know what, I'm going to play with my toy tonight. All right, so you got Family Guy playing in the background. You got the kids running on upstairs. You know, there's no mood, no nothing going on. And then you wonder, like, okay, so why am I not even getting into it? Why is it still dry? What am I doing? Because you have not set that mood. You have to set the mood. And if you don't set the mood, what are you going to do? So let's talk about it, ladies. So it's always start off with, you know, you got to take your nice bath, soak in some bubbles, you know. It's this bubble bath that I like. It's called pomegranate ginger. And what it is, it smells really nice. It's not like overpowering, like as soon as you get out the bathtub, it's like this is all you smell. But it's nice and sensuous, and it makes you feel good and makes the body just warm. And then what you do is you just kind of rub it down with some, you know, with some toning butter. Get those legs, rub your arms and your breasts, and just kind of feel it, you know. And then you gotta get yourself in the mood. You gotta do it. Make your drink. Get your glass of wine. Make your favorite cocktail. Do something. You know, turn Family Guy off. You know, turn to the little music station you got on your internet, you know, or, you know, you got your on-demand. They got a whole lot of music stations. You know, turn to that, you know, the what they call it, the quiet storm, you know, the nice, soft music. Get yourself in the mood. That's basically what you do. All right. So you have to relax yourself. You know, you don't want to just kind of jump into it and then you just like, okay, what? I don't understand. Why am I dry? Why am I not feeling this? You know, I can't, you know, I really can't do this. But you know what? You have to really just kind of take it easy and say, you know what? I need to just kind of relax. And that's what's going to get you in the mood. That's what's going to get that pussy wet. That's what's going to get you really excited. You know, and then once you set that mood, you know, light a candle. You know, make it an intimate evening. You know, that's kind of how you work it. You want to make it just as intimate as possible. Do the things that you need to do to kind of make it feel good for you. Okay? So those are just little things that I want to talk about today. All right? So hit me up, 646-478-5209. Tell me, what are the things you do to get you in the mood? You know, what kind of makes you happy? How do you feel? All right, y'all? Hold on. Wait. I think that's somebody. Is that Big Daddy Almighty? How you doing this evening? What's up?
You got my dick all hard now, talking like it the way you was talking.
Well, you know what? You know, this is the series. We're talking about love. We ain't talking about nothing else but love. You know, we got to get with it. A lot of folks just don't know how to do it right. You know, I'm trying to get you in the mood.
Well, that's what's killing me is because I don't expect this type of talk out of you. From the past since I've been starting calling in to you, you ain't never talked like this. Now you talking about you sensitive. You want your body real. You want your bath water ran for you. You want a
massage. I mean, that's what it is. Okay, this right here, this is my love series, and this is what Raw Deal is all about. So you gotta understand that this is what we do.
I understand.
But you're not used to it. That's what the problem is, right?
Exactly. I'm not used to you talking sensitive. I always thought you was a rough, tough, redneck. You know,
what?
Yeah. What? Now you're talking about, oh, you like to be rubbed and done this and done that and get in the mood.
I'm giving everybody examples of what they need to do to get in the mood. Hold on. Let me bring my other callers in. Hold tight. Let's see. What's up, Zeke? How you doing this evening?
What's cooking, this is looking?
What's going on?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I got my girl Mel. How you doing this evening, Mel?
Hey, baby. How are you?
Fabulous. All right, y'all. Make
fabulous.
Sure y'all.
Fabulous.
Yes. Make sure you hit me up in the chat room.
I have one of my little cousins that wants to sit around real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick. Get ready. Come on, baby. I told you to be ready. We from KC, baby. Come on. You gotta do it real quick. Come on.
What's your with it?
What's going on? Okay. Well, tonight what we're doing is we're talking about love. We're getting the intimacy going on. You know, doing what we do. So Zeke, what you been up to this week?
That nigga,
but y'all know, man, I be that G. You know, with 7 feet silly to establish, I'm all about that cabbage and your girl. She want me to jack her just like that rabbit, and I'm establish. You know me, from KC, where it go? And we start with an
okay,
he got it in.
Okay,
I have no idea.
Okay. Said it's not American.
It's flawless,
What? All right, y'all hit me up in that chat room. That's where I'm chatting at tonight. You can actually see me live. I got the video chat on so you can see what I look like as I'm talking to you this evening. It's lawlessradio.com. And What happened? We can't get our listener to hear. Let's see. We got one chat room. She can't hear. Hold on. Let me see. That is unfortunate. But you can call in from your phone. Let's see. So sometimes the chat not working. I'm not sure why you can't listen while you're in the chat room, but we're going to try to figure that out. And once I kind of get that going, we'll see what we can do. All right. Mel, what do you do, Mel, to get yourself in the mood?
Wow. For real?
For real. That's what we're talking about tonight.
I've been, like, single and, wow, without a man for a long time. So I don't do nothing.
Oh, my God. What's your phone number?
I don't even know what to say about that. I'm like,
hey, Big Daddy Almighty, what's your phone number?
Can I say it appropriately? I don't do nothing. I do homework with the kids, talk to kids, watch TV, go to sleep. I don't do nothing.
Well, let me go through.
I'm going to tell you what I do and don't do. I don't go looking for something that I don't want. I have turned down sex.
Okay.
That's what
okay.
I got
but the thing
asked.
Is,
do you, oh, man, come up to me right now. I want that. Mm-mm.
Put her ass
what
on me.
Us, man? Ask me today.
Hey.
I know that shit is good.
Let me say this. My question is, it doesn't regardless if it's like, you know, somebody. I'm saying what is it that you do to just get in the mood? I mean, there's got to be something that you. I mean,
she don't get in the mood because she ain't got nobody.
But if you ain't with nobody, see, you know what?
You got to.
She said when you about to get some dick, what do you do? Hell.
Oh
man, put her ass on mute.
Let me just say this. Hold on a second. I had to put y'all on mute because y'all not letting me get the word in, so I'm about to just kind of.
I can hear you loud and clear. I'm gonna let you get the word in, but it just hurt.
Okay, but you know what? Hold on. Y'all on mute real quick. So let me just kind of explain my thing here. All right. When I'm talking about getting in the mood, I'm talking about this is the time of love. This is when people, you know, regardless if you with somebody or not. What is it that you do? There's got to be something that you do. I mean, so you're saying you just go all out?
You don't even think about playing with pussy. Because what is the end result?
What's the end result? The end result is a nut.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to have to just kind of step this back for just a little bit. All right. This is what I'm talking about. We're talking about love. We're talking about getting it on, fucking whatever, playing with yourself, taking your fingers and play with your clit. Those are the things that I'm talking about tonight. You know what? And if you come into the chat room, you can see the things and how I am demonstrating what I am saying. Okay, there are often times where there is sometimes you don't have that other person to get you off, and you're going to have to get your own self off. So what are the things that you do to get your own self off, regardless if somebody is there or not? I mean, do you sit there with the music, with the TV all loud, watching Family Guy, The Simpsons and shit? You know, you got kids running around, but you're trying to get a good feel in? No, I'm talking about setting the damn mood, okay? Get yourself in a tub. Clean your body. Feel good. Smell good. Light some candles up. Turn some music on. Make love to your damn self. Fuck somebody else. That's what I'm talking about. So if you can you relate? That's what I'm asking. Can you relate? I am back. Y'all back on the air. Can you relate to what I'm saying to you?
He needs to apologize to me for the stuff you just said because I had three offers for sex today. I don't want none of that.
We're still digressing. My thing is, fellas. What do y'all do? Do y'all, like, you know, when it's time to, you know, jag it off, do you just jag off? I mean, are you in the quiet room? Are you in the bathroom? Are you in the shower? I mean,
I don't fucking jag off.
I mean,
off in the goddamn bathroom with his boyfriend.
When I was a teenager, I used to jack off. But I'm too old now. I don't have to jack off because I got babies. I got horses.
But you say you don't have to jack off?
No, I got.
With your boyfriend now, you know how to do it by yourself. See, I did it with my boyfriend. You just like, no, now I don't know how to do it alone.
Okay.
When I was about 14, 15 years old, I maybe jacked off. But now I don't have to jack off because I got horses do that for me. Who would jack
right.
me
off? They jack you off. They jack you
yeah.
off.
Right. Yeah.
That means you ain't doing something right. Cause if I gotta jack you off, I'm gonna go to sleep, motherfucker.
That's exactly.
You ain't finished the motherfucking job. I'm
sorry. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
There you go.
Okay,
wait,
hold
minute.
On.
That's
why
exactly.
y'all conversating? Let me see.
Hold on. Yeah. That's exactly why you gotta jack me off. Cause you ain't got. You got a headache, and you ain't got no skills, so you're like, I'll just jack you off.
Ah, oh, please.
That.
I ain't never had to jack a man off.
Anyway,
I don't even know
anyway,
what
okay.
that
anyway,
is,
hey.
So for real.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Being fun.
Anyway,
okay, I just said something. Hold on, y'all. Hold on a second. I'm trying to, people in the chat room can't hear me, so I'm trying to get them to see if they can hear me. Can y'all hear me now? Yes or no? No?
Yeah, we can
okay.
hear you.
Okay, y'all can hear
y'all
you.
Can
hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, the bottom line is this. Your topic of tonight was love.
Okay,
love.
So, all right, here's the deal.
Mississippi,
it's all
what
about,
did we talk about? Mississippi, what did we talk about? I told you it was going to go there.
All right. Well, I am waiting for my caller to call in. I hope she calls in. So let me see where she at. She needs to hit the one. What happened? I thought she was there. I guess not. Oh, that I'm so sad. I can't get my caller in. Hold on.
Damn,
let me see.
You sound like you missed dinner or something. Shit.
No, I didn't. I ain't missed dinner. I ain't real girl.
What you been doing?
I ate real good.
And she all
man.
Emotional and shit.
Well,
hey.
I got something planned because I want y'all to feel it. Hold on a second. You know, we're going to bring Buck in.
That's what the whole subject started off with, about feeling
man.
Love.
Feeling it. Hold on. Hold tight. What's up, Buck? How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm good. I just need to testify for you. Everybody, she did eat good.
Oh, why you do that?
Who is this religious motherfucker talking about coming in and testifying? Get your fucking ass out of here.
See, Buck telling it all. You can't be telling it all, but.
I'm a hair goddamn body on this goddamn motherfucker site. But it's
like,
that was your full treat,
you.
Man.
Nigga sounded like Lou Rawls.
Come on,
testify.
Man.
I hope this not me out.
Fuck you, too.
I hope this
but
not me out.
Don't be no hair pack, nigga, man. What?
Yeah.
Don't be no hair pack.
Okay.
Hair pack. Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck that is. I can't be that, man.
Okay. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Look, you know what?
Yeah.
Y'all done scared away my poet. I knew it.
You ain't no poet. She's a freak.
Okay. Hold on. Y'all can't do that.
No, we have love. We love it. We all know each other. We love each other.
Hold on, y'all. I put y'all on mute. Y'all did the whole time minute. Okay, we got Buck here. All right, listen. To my poet, I need you to hit that one button, girl, and I want you to speak. Don't let them scare you. Please don't let them scare you. You know, I want to hear it. This is what our show is all about. It's about love. Let's do it. Let's do this. All right, now.
Man, who are you intimidating? God damn, you intimidated the shit out of whoever that was.
I'm not intimidating anybody. They
don't let them scare you.
I want to talk about love. That's what I want to talk about, and I want to hear your words, girl. So please hit the one button so I know that you're there, and I'll bring you in. And everybody else is going to be on mute. I have not muted anyone, and I just want to hear your words. Can we start off that evening with that? So won't you go and do that for me? Come on, hit one button, girl. Just do it. All right, y'all, you know what? I'm going back. I need to talk to her on a personal note, and let me see if I can at least just talk to her a little bit. So y'all hold tight. This is, let me see, what can I play? Okay. Melt Your Own Heart, Frankly.
She don't wanna fall in love again. Now she can't depend again. All she ever need, all she ever want was someone just to hold up. She don't wanna feel again. Now she never hear again. Cause it ain't easy. Said it ain't easy. Baby, I'm not trying to be rude, I just want you to know that I got you. Ain't nothing wrong, put a little ice on your heart. I got the fire burning, baby, if you is feeling what I'm saying. You can come and melt your own heart today with me. Hey, baby, oh, baby, I feel your pain, yeah, baby. It will make you stronger, yeah. She just wanna fly away again. Only in drugs she finds a friend. All she ever need, all she ever want was something just to free us. Some will never get a chance again. No happiness will come again. I know it ain't easy. You gotta find your own man. Baby, I'm not trying to be rude, I just want you to know that I got you. Ain't nothing wrong, put a little ice on your heart. I got the fire burning, baby, if you is feeling what I'm saying. You can come and melt your own heart today with me. Hey, baby. Baby, oh baby, I feel your pain, yeah, baby. It will make you stronger, yeah. I know it's hard. Your heart has been frozen. Hey, it's gonna be okay. Baby, I'm not trying to be rude, I just want you to know that I got you. Ain't nothing wrong with a little ice on your heart. I got the fire burning, baby, if you is feeling what I'm saying. You can come and melt your own heart today with me. Hey, baby, baby, oh baby.
All right, y'all, I am back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, I have a great speaker here tonight, and this is what we're going to talk about this evening. I am trying to, you know, promote the love and the things that we do, and I have my girl Tanya on the line. Hey, girl, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, honey. Now, I am not bringing in everybody else until we finish, and then they can go ahead and give that. So I want to give Tanya her time and give her the floor. But you know what? If you don't mind, just tell us a little bit about yourself. And you know what? You can go ahead and do your thing, honey.
Okay. My name is Tanya. I am from Atlanta. I am 47 years old, and I've been writing poetry and spoken word for probably 10 years. Never have actually spoken it out loud, but I write a lot of it. So the piece that I'm about to present to you is called Love. He moved me with a word, a glance, a sigh, from the lowest of my greatest fears to the height of my ecstasy. He overpowered me, enveloped me, consumed me, exposed me in all my mistakes and frailties, my pain and sorrow, providing sanctum with his acceptance, his kiss, his caress, nurturing, understanding, feeding me confidence and awareness with a single touch, building me up with his honesty and his strength, awakening feelings I thought long dead, awakening in me the realization that I am worthy of love. Hell, I am love. With just a smile, he quiets my inner storms. With a kiss, heals unannounced and unadmitted pain. With the squeeze of his hand, demonstrates the power of faith, allowing me to believe in love again and the power that love can have over an attitude or an aptitude or an outlook over a life. No regrets, just love.
I like that. I really like that. So tell me, what inspired you to write that?
I met someone, this was written a couple years ago, and I met someone that I was in my life for 3 months, and in that 3 months, he turned my world upside down, but he changed the way I thought about love and not love and relationships, and I appreciated the time that I had. That's why I ended with no regrets, because it was beautiful when it was there, and when it was done, and I had no regrets at all.
I like that. I like that.
Thank
so
you.
What gives you the motivation to write?
You know, it just depends on where I am in my head, what's going on in my life. I could be at a stoplight and see a couple, or I could be at a stop sign and see a homeless person, and something will spark in my head to write something about it. And I just put it to paper. I usually have a piece of paper and a pen with me all the time, and I just start putting some words together, and it just starts to flow.
I feel you. I feel you. So how long have you been writing?
It's been about 9-10 years, and
okay.
I actually started by mistake. I was reading somebody's blog, and he had a poetry slam, a challenge for people to write a little bit of poetry, and it's like about 9 years ago, and I real quick put something together in like 10 minutes, and I got so many responses on that one piece, and I thought, you know what? I can do this. I like this. I think I'll keep doing
right.
it. So
right.
I just kept writing.
Right. See, that's good. That's good. You have anything else for us, Susan? You feel like sharing anything else that you may have? Oh, let's see. She's iffy. She's iffy. Let's see.
I got one more to share with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Want to hear it? Okay. This one is called I Am Love. Not accepting or truly understanding the fact that we must first love ourselves before attempting to love another, I have settled for half-assed love, for not real love, for conditional love, for fake love. I once thought that someone saying the words, I love you, meant love, not realizing it wasn't love. It was a sham of love, turned out to be the nightmare of love. It was saying love for the sake of gaining love. It was debilitating love, non-recuperative love, very uneven love, depleting, repeating, defeating, demeaning love, unlove. I am love, fulfilling, committing, uplifting, smile when you see me, shine to want to be with me, float above the clouds at the thought of me, heart skip a beat when you're near me, anxiety filled, wanting to be with me, love, me, I am love.
I like that. I really do like that. All right, Tanya, hold on a second. You know, I want to tell my chat room listeners because I did a little test, and if you hit the Listen Live link, where it says on the air, if you go up top to the page, if you're on lawlessradio.com, and it says listen live, it says click here to stream, another box is going to open up, and you can actually hear the show streaming live. I did a little test, and it's working for me, so I'm not sure what is the problem on your end. I hope you can hear me, and I hope you were able to hear Tanya. Tanya, I want you to just kind of chill out with us for a little bit. Hold tight. I'm going to bring some folks in. Let's. I'm going to bring out first. I'm going to keep it calm for you, okay? I'm not going to overwhelm you, okay? All right.
I'll be here.
But, Buck, you there?
Yeah, she left out hiding in the bushes, love.
I have to add that to the next one.
Hey, yeah. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
He's like, hide in the bushes, love. Huh?
I like that. I like that. I think I have to write something around that one.
Yeah.
That is the truth. That is the truth. All right. Mel. Where's Tanya? What did you think about that? Uh-oh, Mel, you're not there? Uh-oh. All right, well, we're gonna hold her tight real quick. All right, let's see. Zeke, I'm interested to see what you got to say. Uh-oh. Everybody on hold, they scared. You done scared them. You talking about you being scared. Everybody, Big Daddy Almighty, you out there, man?
I'm most definitely out here.
So tell me, what did you think of that?
Listen. This is the best segment you ever had tonight. When it hurt, Tanya came on.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I'm like, damn, I want to do everything possible to get to meet her in person.
See what you did, Tanya?
Hold on. She can meet me anytime down at Hooters. Jonesboro, Georgia.
Because
they got pay-per-view. I would love. I'm gonna tell you this. I've been calling you and calling this station, and it's always been some freaky stuff. But I have never heard no poetry like I heard tonight.
See, that's what I say. That's what
thank you.
I wanted to kind of change it up a little bit. You know, I want to get everybody in the mood. That is the point. And this is really what I do. I help people get in the mood. I get you ready.
I'm surprised that she even called Lawless on radio. You know, because I'm like, damn.
You know what? The thing is that you have to. There's things you have to switch it up a little bit, and there's things that you need to do to kind of give someone that spice. You know, you never know. Time you can sit there. You know, this is what I was explaining about getting in the mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to get yourself in the mood. You can't just, you know, walk into a room with a whole lot of lights and think that you're about to, you know, get it on. You know, set your own romantic evening, and you can't do that. I'm talking about there's steps that you need to make it happen. You know, you have to surprise a person when they least expect things. You can't give them, you can't say, you know what, you can't say, hey, baby,
can you
know
hear
I'm,
me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you, Mel.
And I hear you too. We chandeliers and all of that. Whatever. This room, we gonna Christian anything. Anything. On top of that. Come on now.
Man, you know what? I am disappointed. I am sorry. If you are listening, I am sorry about the chat room. I don't understand why y'all can't listen while you're in the chat room. I am going to work on that for the next show. I'm so sorry. But you know what? You can always catch the replay, and I'm going to replay it out. Soon as we get off the air, y'all can get the
What? I said it's all wrong.
No, you didn't say anything wrong.
Oh, like,
no, I'm waiting.
What I really want to say, I didn't say so.
Hold on tight, y'all. Now, Miss Tanya.
Yes.
Do you understand what I mean by, you know, setting the mood? You can't just start off something just willy nilly. You know, especially like with your man. So if you're going to do something with your man, you don't want to just, you know, give him, say, you know what, baby, I'm going to give you some head tonight, you know. And maybe you end up not feeling it, and then now he's expecting it, and then you done messed him all up. You see what I'm saying?
So it starts in the brain. It starts with the mood.
Exactly. Okay. So, you know, there's times when you're just in the mood, you want to do something, and you're just like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to do what I can. And just do it and feel it, you know. So so women, now they're saying they can hear, but it's in the echo. I'm going to figure out what is the problem, and we're going to get out. But, you know, the things that I'm trying to get everybody to understand is that, you know, being in love and it doesn't matter if you in love with yourself or if you love with somebody, there's things and steps that you need to make to just kind of make it happen, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You know, and your words could get anybody in the mood. You know, there can be people out there that's listening to you right now and be like, okay, you know what? Like Big Daddy Almighty said, he's like, man, I'm going to meet you up there in Jonesboro where you at. You know? And then,
you know, it's like, you know, all the shows that you have, you that have never have somebody like Tanya. Poetry is a motherfucker.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yes, it is. You said a mouthful there.
Yes, it is.
We always talk about you and everybody, all your listeners, always talk about that dirty, suave, you know, dirt girl. She came with a new level, and it fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I always talk about pimping. But I done changed my game because of her.
just one night.
I would just love to meet you, and you could spit that poetry to me face to face. That would be a fucking blessing. Forget all that negative gangster shit and that sexual shit. You done came to the game on Lawless Raw Deal Radio talk show and just broken the game down. It's like, okay. Never heard this shit.
See?
Katrice.
Yeah.
You never heard that shit.
I never heard. I've never heard Tanya, but I've heard a lot of her spoken word. And spoken word is powerful.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it's very powerful.
It's powerful. You know what? You can shake some shit up with some spoken word. And just basically you
exactly.
Set somebody's head up.
If I can let out.
And that's what she did.
And that is really just me.
Yes. You.
If I could really say some shit from the time I was six, if I could say some shit from the time I was doing it, if I could say some shit from the time I knew it.
Oh, my God.
Wow, see you.
The thing is, so people understand that spoken word brings it out in a person. You know,
but he said, oh my God, I'm just shooting it off my head.
She got
this
healed.
Is glowing.
Listen.
If
I can say some shit that I was.
Just like I see. You see what you did, Tanya? You're making people feel good.
Because, see, the kids is knocking on my door right now, and I can't let them in because they don't need to hear. Hey, baby, just come on in.
Okay, hold on tight, because I can't hear, because there's a lot of us talking. So what I'm saying is, you see what happened, Tanya, where at first you're like, okay, I'm not sure if I want to do this, but you see, you kind of bring the mood in, and you help
kind of
relax.
She brought the mood in, and just I think it's daylight. I see the sun.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share it.
I am so glad. But you know what? I want y'all, just if y'all don't mind, y'all hold, and I'm going to be right back. And we'll chat. I want to kind of get my chat room situated. So y'all give me a minute. I'm going to be back in about 10 minutes. Y'all hold tight. I'm going to play me some King B. It's nothing about love, baby. It's all about love. And we're just kind of relaxing. We're just kind of taking it easy. We're doing what we do and how to make it happen. All right, let me see here. I think I want to play some Faith Dix. And if I can find her out, where's my Faith? Where's my Faith at? She had a good cut out here. Love don't cheat, y'all. Y'all hold tight. This is Faith Dead.
You tell me that love's a rainbow. You
never puts his hands on me. Ooh, yeah.
So the story goes, people have told us we're kind of strange. Then it was rumored that we must be absurd. But they don't know, baby, we're a lover's team. Cause when I'm sleeping, you're always in my dream, oh yeah. We're just
two people lost in love.
Girl, we're just
two people lost in love.
Alright, y'all, I am back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Tonight is, we're just talking about love. It's just basically love. You know, how we feel about love. What what do we do to ensure that we feel love? You know, so I am really have to just have this series going on because, you know, I want to give everyone an opportunity to know that, you know, the raw deal kind of does, you know, do a little different things. And so we're going to take the next 6 weeks and we're going to do different series. And I plan to have different guests on the air to just talk with us and to have some, you know, have some ability. All right, so my chat room listeners, I think you need to hit that tiny chat at the bottom to kind of remove that delay, I think, or mute it. I believe it's a mute, and I am apologizing. I am sorry. I'm not sure why the system's acting like this, but I promise next week we will have it all cleared up square away so you're not hearing that delay and that problem. All right, y'all. So I wanted to give an opportunity, and I think, Tanya, we got 30 minutes left of the show. And I want to kind of use that last 30 minutes to just kind of let everyone know that, you know what, I'm about to take it up to a whole nother level. So next week I'm actually going to provide you with different things that can assist you in that quest to get what you need. And ultimately what we need, we want to feel good. We want our bodies to feel good. You know, we want our legs and our toes to tingle. We want, you know, we just want to feel that intimacy all over our body. And having that opportunity and letting someone telling us what we need to do, this is what I'm here for. And so I'm going to add that little special oomph for you, okay? And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask Tanya if she is ready. Let me see if I'm on. Miss Tanya, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. What I'm going to do, first of all, let me check. Are you ready, girl?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So what I would like to do is I want to like to give Tanya an opportunity to just kind of speak one last, just kind of speak to us. And then we're just going to take it from there. So whenever you're ready, dear.
Okay, this piece is entitled, I Miss Love. I miss love, the intimacy, the touch, the embrace, sharing space, conversations, declarations of love, public displays of affection, that glorious connection, better than the most delightful confection, floating on clouds, unaware of the crowds that surround us, because there is only us when we are together, smiling just because it's wonderful to be in the presence of one who loves you. I miss love, the hush of silence shared, dreams as yet undeclared, holding hands, making plans, walks in the park, whispering in the dark, longing gazes and fiery blazes of romantic notions, sweetness wrapped in passion, not always requiring action, feeling much more than physical attraction, joyful laughter when all that matters is being in the presence of one who loves you. I miss love, hands that crave me, thoughts that gave me, wings to fly, to soar on high, eyes that adore me, looking deep into the core of me, understanding my essence and subsequent acquiescence to love, knowing me, all of me, and still accepting me, mornings after, knowing that hereafter I will forever be able to enjoy the presence of one who loves me. I miss love.
You can't hear me. I love that. That right there, that's what's up. That's what's up. You know, a lot of people just can't feel it, you know, and I want people to really feel it, to just understand, you know. And I have my girl out there, Kim, she said, T's awesome.
Thank
she's
you.
Awesome. She's out in the chat room. She says she is awesome. She is awesome. Oh, and I have another Miss Liza out there. She says, oh, I so like poetry. So you know what, Tanya, any time that you feel that, you know, because, you know, when you speak your poetry, it helps you throughout your night. So you know what, you're going to have a wonderful night because you had the opportunity to kind of bless the world, especially the lawless world. Just having our callers on the line, there's a whole lot of listeners right now to us, and they, you know, and they are vibing off of this. and their feelings. So, you know,
I really appreciate the opportunity. I really do.
Yes, yes, and we really, really appreciate you. All right, so I got Big Daddy Almighty and Buck and Mel, and I got Zeke out there. You know, I know this is different for y'all, cause you know y'all not used to, you know, used to having Catrice, you know, kind of tone it down a little bit. You know, normally we out Buck Wild just talking
like
all kinds of things. You know, so but I had to bring y'all down. Hold on, we got another caller here. Hold on, this is 2792 number. What's up? Who's this on the line?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hey Nicole, how are you this evening?
I'm okay, Catrice, and you. I was just calling. I was listening to Tanya's poems and they were beautiful. I was really feeling the last one. I miss love too. The things that she was saying, you know, really touched my heart. I'm without love right now, and it would be nice to be in love right now. I'm in love with myself. I guess I can say I am. I do have love. I'm loving me now, but it would be nice to have a partner, you know, someone to spend my time with and give my love to and receive it.
That's right. Yeah. See, that's what's up. That's what's up, because you know what? And it's good that you
play with yourself.
What'd you say?
Nick. I said she wants to fuck.
Okay.
What?
Y'all are off the chain. You know what, Nicole? You know, Nicole, I feel you, because you know, but you said a key thing, that you were in love with yourself, and that's the first step. You have to be in love with yourself, because I'm telling you, I love myself. I am in love with myself. You hear me? And,
yes, ma'am.
And it doesn't, and I don't care what anybody say. They're like, damn, why is she always talking about us? She's like stuck on herself. Yeah, I am. But you know, if I'm not stuck on me, who else is gonna be stuck on me? You know, so you gotta.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, you gotta feel it. You gotta feel it. And you know what? You see, Tanya, you see what you did tonight. You kind of get everybody calm. So you know what? You never know what's gonna happen. We're gonna get off the air, and everybody's just gonna be doing all kinds of things. You know. Dude, they up there trying to pick up phone calls. That's probably why everybody quiet right now. They trying to find out who they can get a hold of to get off the show. You know? They're like, man, y'all done got me all ready and hot and ready. All right, so that's the vibe. That is the vibe in which our series is going to protect. Yes.
I'm on the line.
Yes, you are.
Okay, this is Big Daddy.
Go ahead.
You ain't never lied when you say Tanya the stirred up the pot. That's the witch's brew, because I sure would like to get to know her and you and the rest of the females.
Look, see, you know what? I'm going to tell you, Tanya, we ain't never had Big Daddy on mic to get all calm like that. He been off the chain. So now we got him thinking. He like, oh my goodness, what's going on?
When I first called in, I was talking about pimping and all that.
Yeah.
But hold on. She's 47 years old. She done turned me on to another level of life. It's like, damn, poetry.
But
well,
you know
I'm
what?
Glad. Thank you.
See, that's what happened.
I would like to get to know you for sure.
See, she,
for sure.
You know, oh wait a minute, there's mail back. You done picked up, Tanya. You done picked up a fan just like that.
I like that.
All right.
You know. So
we
this
got,
is what's going on.
We got a website for.
Hey, you know what they say.
Like,
the first press.
You.
Right. Uh-oh. Okay. But this is what's going to happen. So we got about 20 minutes left, and let me just kind of put y'all, hold on one second. I got y'all out. just hear me out for a minute. These are the things that I think everybody should know. Okay? And you know what? The series is going to continue, and it's going to get deeper and deeper as we get closer to Valentine's Day. Okay?
Girl, what did you talk about that?
Okay,
go ahead.
It's
oh
gonna,
my God!
It's gonna get even deeper. I'm gonna.
Bitch, you have bought that some shit. That I don't want to hear that. What's that about to do?
Oh my God!
Everybody's trying to look for something else.
Look for something else.
We know what you
and
Buck
gonna do. We don't know what Buck gonna do. Buck sitting there quiet. Buck ain't
saying nothing. We know what you gonna do, and we know what Buck gonna do.
But
you ain't
gotta
be putting it in my damn face.
Buck, you know what she's talking about. What's she talking about? What is she talking about?
She's talking about this candle I got in here lit that's gonna turn into some hot body wax and melt it down.
That's what's up. That is what's up. So what we're gonna do is we're going to increase the series.
And
he's
laughing.
Look at it.
After
about
we get off this damn show. That's
all right. Hold on a second. You know what? There may be a whole lot of us fucking after we get off this show. I'm gonna tell you what is good though, and this is who I want to do. This is what I do. You know, I wanna get a good mood. So when I'm done
right.
You're gonna be fucked. Okay, that's gonna happen. Hold tight, y'all. Hold on, Mel. Hold on a second, Mel. Mississippi Red, you done missed out, man. You done missed out. You're gonna have to catch the replay. What's going on?
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
Ain't nobody tip. Hey,
what's going on?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Mississippi Red?
What's going on, Patrice?
What's going on,
Mel?
What's going on?
Sorry about that left out.
No.
I done missed it.
Okay, hold on, because y'all don't let me talk because you keep talking, so I'm just going to have to put y'all on mute so I can keep talking. Only person that's not on mute is Tanya because she has etiquette and courtesy. Y'all don't talk over me when I'm talking. It just happened that way, right? Here's the deal. What's going to happen over the series, because I want to give you all an opportunity so you'll know what's going to happen over the next few weeks. All right. Tanya, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for coming on tonight. And you're more than welcome to join us any night so you can actually see. Didn't I warn you when I talked to you yesterday?
You did, yes.
Okay.
Yes, you did.
I warned you. And this is pretty much the base. But you know what? I want to give everybody an opportunity to see. So next week, what's going to happen is that I am going to talk about the tools that you need to help you keep going. Because, you know, some folks feel that they don't need different tools to keep going. Like, what you say, Buck? You got that candle going? You got some hot wax going?
Oh, you know?
You know, it smelled real good. You know, talking about rubbing your body. We're talking about rubbing the body down, getting relaxed, just kind of chilling. You know, people don't know that. All people do right now, all they do is say, hey, baby, you know, go and spread your legs open. Let me go and get it. And y'all fall asleep. We want to make love. That's what we want to do. And we're going to have love, and that's what our base is on as far as the show. All right, so I'm going to give Mississippi Red a couple minutes to say because he has not been on the show. He's got here. So, Mississippi Red, what would you like to say this evening?
Okay, well, first of all, normally you know I come on at 10:30 your time. And you say I miss a lot. Normally you play music during the first hour. Second hour, you know, that's when you get the call-ins going, right?
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, and?
Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay, so I may have missed some things.
Okay, well, Mississippi Red, like I said last week, we're going to control the show for the next 8 weeks. And we're not going to be the normal show that you're used to, okay? We're talking about love. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about people getting on. My goal for every show for the next 8 weeks is to have people wet, hot, horny, ready to go as soon as 11 o'clock.
Say no more then.
That's what's happening. So, yes, Mississippi Red, you did miss our poet. You're going to have an opportunity. You can hit that replay. I'm going to post it out there on Facebook so you can hear it. The goal is about love, intimacy, relationships, the things that we can do. And that's how we're going to work it. That's how we do different things.
Okay. I got that. I feel that. Can you bring Mel off of mute? I need her in here.
What are you going to say, Mississippi Red? Does it have any?
No.
What are you going to say to Mel? Mel is here, so what are you going to say to her other than about love? We're not going to talk about anything else other than that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But
say it.
We've been talking about it. You know, we call each other, you know, privately. So if you can bring her back in here.
Okay. What do you got to say, Mr. Red?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. My bad. I just want to make this announcement to Lawless family that me and Mel are an item.
Okay.
What's an item, man?
What's an item?
You need to do something else.
Oh, my goodness.
An item? What the hell is an item?
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Like tears. Okay, you need to do it differently.
Let's
try this again.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Yes, we are. See, look at that. Look at that. Got hooked up some lawless love.
That's even how we hooked up. I love
you.
We together, but you're supposed to be like, damn, we getting married and shit. And we going to do this shit. You're supposed to. Do that shit. Wait.
Oh,
well, I said we was gonna make this official over the over spring break. When I'm off of work, I got that whole week.
Fuck the
goddamn spring break.
Who knows something about the spring break? I don't even live in Kansas.
Okay. All right. Hold on. You know what, y'all? I'm just gonna say this. We are taking it to a whole nother level, and I appreciate y'all. And you and Mel, y'all can have that conversation. We are not going to have that conversation on the air this evening. Thank you so much. And it's interesting. We made some lawless love. Buck, what do you think about lawless love?
Shit, it's lawless. I don't know. That shit right. That should be against the law right there. What I just heard. That somebody need to call the police or something, man. Shit, FBI, CIA. That shit against the law. What I just heard right there.
That done messed up your whole world.
Hell yeah! Oh my god.
Did you blow out the kid?
Yeah, man. I'm going to bed now, man.
Fuck you. All right, y'all. You know what? Tia, thank you so much, honey. You know what? Anytime that you're more than welcome to call in, it's going to get even more interesting in the next few weeks. Now that I have the video chat going, y'all can see me live every Thursday night. It depends on how I feel. I'm feeling okay today. You know, it's an okay hair day. You know, nobody didn't say I look crazy, so I guess I did okay. So I want to thank you so much for calling in. I also want to thank my girl Karen, because if it wasn't for my girl Karen, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Thank you, Karen. All right, y'all hold tight. We're going to bring in, going to give you your final words. We're going to first start. What happened to Mel? She dropped off. We're going to give you our final words. Big Daddy Almighty, is anything you would like to add for this evening?
Yeah. I would like to say to Tanya, I love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Yeah. I'll talk to you next week. Hopefully,
I will
be here.
Yes, I will. I'll call back in next week.
All right, then. Peace.
Miss Nikki, you there? Nicole?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what, honey? I appreciate your words this evening, and I'm glad I'm able to get another female voice with the Detroit area code. I appreciate that. You know, because we... Zeke and Big Daddy be holding us down. Zeke, you there? You gone?
Yeah, I was gone for a minute. Hell, I was on the other end. I forgot I was even had y'all on hold. Then
oh,
I came
man.
In
oh,
to her.
Who cares? Oh, my goodness. Hold on. We ain't going to do that. Now, what you say? You got back in and what?
I heard Mississippi Red talking about he was an idol. And I just fell out laughing. Talking about him and Mel is an idol. And she hung up, didn't she?
How
she gonna be an item if she was just starting to be crying? Some I want you, I want you.
Uh oh, Mississippi Red. Uh oh.
Okay, and no, listen. And what is he? He's a down low brother.
Oh, goodness. See that. And see, just for that, you was put back on mute, Mississippi Red, because we're not feeling that tonight, okay? It's just not damn happening, all right? It's just not happening.
Hey, don't get upset. Don't get upset, little boy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
baby bop.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right. All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have been the best. I thank you. I thank you, Tanya. I thank you for coming on. I do hope they did not scare you away, and you will be back.
I will definitely be back.
I appreciate it, girl. And my goal is to at least try to have another speaker. Tanya, you're more than welcome to come back and talk and speak any of your words, your writings. You're more than welcome to share it with us. And you know what, y'all? I got something planned for y'all next week. You just make sure you tune in because I got a little trick for you, okay? All right, y'all. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal here on Lawless Radio. Remember, Lawless Radio is a property of Lawless Entertainment. Anything said here is part of the properties of Lawless Entertainment. And anything that you do is property of ours. So I want to make sure that you get us and understand. And like I always say, you got to make sure that you're ready. Get yourself in the mood. Do what you can. Make it work. This is by Matt B. I'll be right back, y'all. Hold tight.
InstantBeatMix.com.
Think she's feeling it, man. Yeah. She can't do enough for me.
No.
Can be Matt B. So let's get it. All day. Just keep it real jazzy on this one. Let go.
InstantBeatLease.com.
You think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl. You're just a dick, dick. So I'm a dick, dick. I'm not the man you need.
Nope.
Space reality.
You're just a dick, dick, dick. So I'm a dick, dick.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't seen her in a while. As soon as I hit the door, she was getting wild. Pulled the zipper and she kissed it, licked it, colored it with lipstick. She be on that freak shit, anything she with it. Yeah, she a sex fiend, especially when she going down with the whipped cream. I just stay a couple rounds if she miss me. She tryna get with me, understand it simply. Sex will commit me. Think you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl.
You're just a dick, dick. To my dick, dick.
I'm not the man you need.
No
space reality.
You're just a dick, dick, dick. To my dick, dick.
Yeah, yeah.
She keep trying to tie me up. She texts me every day, she can't get enough. But she needs to stop trying, stop crying. She thinks she in love, but there ain't no denying that. Yeah, she a sex fiend. But she when she going down with the whipped cream. Get you, then I
taking off like a rocket. And don't you try to stop it. You know what it is, just be satisfied with this, girl.
If you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl, you're just a dick, dick. Do what my dick did. I'm not the man you need. Just face me, I'll let me. You're just a dick, dick, dick. Do what my dick did. We got a good thing, but you ain't in good feelings, girl. Quit putting love in it, girl.
Cause you love the way I lay it down. Don't complicate things now.
Girl, I don't wanna be tied to you. I just wanna have fun.
If you love me, girl, but you don't love me, girl, you're just a dick.
Addicted. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
InstantBeatLease.com. Oh, y'all. All right. It is about mine. It's about my time. I do appreciate y'all listening. And you know what? It was a good show. And I thank you, Tanya, for coming on. And I thank everyone else. And you know where we're going to try to control the show for the next 8 weeks or so. And just kind of give everybody what they want. They want to just kind of be in love and feel love. And I want to give that to you. As always, you know, I appreciate every last one of you. Make sure you check us out. You have to support your little comma. We are here every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Make sure you get sure game time. The chairman with Greg Grimes. So this is every Friday night. And you know what? What happened? I'm going to give them one last thing to say. Mel, what you got to say, baby?
I love Mississippi.
Oh. Look at that. Mrs. Red, what you got to say tonight?
I love mail.
Oh, ain't that sweet? We got some lawless
all
love.
Right. That's lawless.
We got some lawless love out there. That
we
is
love
lawless.
Lawless.
Hey,
yes.
Patrice, that's what we're going to put on there. That's what we should have. Y'all should have a bumper sticker made that says, I am lawless. Didn't I say that earlier, Mel? I said we should have a bumper sticker made. We can put all our cars and have it mailed to us. I am lawless. How about that?
You're convicted lawless, babe. I'm lawless.
Talk to
my cousin. It's my cousin. And Catrice is my cousin. You know, whatever. That's my family. Everybody's family, but I'm still lawless. Fuck it. I appreciate
y'all, and you know what, and it's just you do what you do.
We ain't doing
nothing. Hey, you ain't gotta do nothing. I mean, I like love out there. All right, y'all, it's about that time. It's about that time from just heading on out. I appreciate y'all always, the support, love that you give. It is lawless, baby. It is lawless. This is Catrice. Good night, Mel. Good night, Mississippi Red. This is Catrice. You've been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. What we're going to do, we're going to kick it off with a little expose. You know how I do. Always, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. Good night, everybody. Make sure you hit me up in the chat next week. Love you. Mwah. Bye-bye.
Oh, girl. Cherie, girl, you need to hurry up and call me back when you get this message. That dude I saw you with the other day, girl. Oh, girl, he
You always have a spell.